probably, I'd say, probably.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
Me? Oh, I can give you usually my order. I either take a small glass of grapefruit juice, prune juice, or orange juice. I try to have one morning and another. I can't get any prune juice over here because they don't have it. All right. My breakfast is a small glass of juice of some kind, and then one sausage, one scrambled egg, well done, and hash browns, one slice of old wheat bread, butter, and honey. I want honey instead of jelly. That's my breakfast. I don't drink any coffee and I don't drink any tea. I prefer my water if it isn't just really hot. I prefer my water just from the tap, water without ice. They've all learned how to bring it to me over here. They don't bring me ice water. I don't want that. My husband was, I got in that habit when my husband got sick. I got to where I couldn't prepare anything for him that he wanted. He just couldn't eat. He went to the doctor and the doctor told him he was starving for water. Oscar says, why, there isn't anyone drinks any more water than I do. Yes, the doctor says, but let me tell you what you do. He says, you're working in the hot and you go to that tank over there of ice water, or cooler, of ice water, and you drink that ice water, and you perspire that out of your body before your body has got the good of the water. You're starving for water. Says, don't you go to that and drink any more ice water. You drink it out of the tap. And my husband began doing that, and I got to be a pretty good cook again. He could eat what I cooked. And he got to doing that, and I got in the habit. I can drink the coffee, or I can drink the tea, and it doesn't keep me awake, but I don't drink it. It doesn't do me any good, and I want the sugar with it. I'd rather have my sugar some other way.
Well, talking about food, did you ever hear of anything that people made with meat from a hog's head?
Souse meat. Yeah. Souse meat's good when it's made right. If it isn't made right, it's too bad.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Not that I can call. I might have heard it.
What about head cheese?
What?
Head cheese?
Head cheese?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I've never heard that.
Some people call it that.
Head cheese?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, I've never heard that. Souse meat, but I tell you, souse meat can be terrible. If some woman doesn't clean that skin and all enough, you see, it leave a little bit of that old hog hadn't been scraped right.
Yes, ma'am.
Leave a little bit of that hair in there.
Oh, no. It'd be a terrible surprise, wouldn't it?
It is terrible. I never did try it but once. And I never did want to eat at that woman's house again. Because I didn't ever know when I was getting into it.
Well,
what do you call that South meat?
Head cheese.
Head? C-H-E-E-S-E?
Yes, ma'am.
H-E-A-D?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a new one on me.
Head cheese.
Never heard that. Uh-uh.
Well, what do women call this thick, sour milk that they like to keep around the kitchen?
Buttermilk.
Well, let's see, I don't think it's quite the same. They could make different things out of it.